Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Francine hit Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane. It's now a tropical storm producing a lot of flooding. WAFB-TV reporter Ethan Tuttle is in Thibodeau.
They experienced a lot of rainfall, obviously, coming off of Francine on the front end and the back end as well. Getting dark out here, obviously, and not a lot of power, obviously, so the lights are low. But the gas station here is flooded just about all the way up to the pumps.
In less than 90 minutes, two civilian astronauts will make the first ever private spacewalk in orbit from a SpaceX capsule, testing a new line of spacesuits. Here's CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Billionaire Jared Isaacman, the man who chartered this flight, and SpaceX crew trainer Sarah Gillis are going to take turns floating just outside the Crew Dragon's hatch to test new SpaceX pressure suits that might one day be used by civilians on the moon or Mars.
Three massive wildfires are burning now in Southern California. Two of them have exploded in size since early Wednesday. CBS's Ben Tracy with Eric Sherwin from the San Bernardino County Fire Department.
The thought about being burned alive is nuts.
Federico Salinas returned to find his home and animals were spared, but not much else.
This whole neighborhood is gone. What do you make of this?
It's scary. It really is.
In the mountains above Los Angeles, the Bridge Fire rapidly grew 12 times its size in less than a day and took aim at the community of Wrightwood.
To see a fire that's burning 40,000 acres in 24 hours, it's not an understatement when we say this fire exploded into town.
Sabrina Carpenter has won her first VMA award, and it's a big one, Song of the Year for Espresso. She looked stunned as she heard her name called out.
I've literally never won one of these. This is really special. The first people I want to thank are the fans.
If you're a renter and you feel like you're always broke, you're not alone, says CBS's Stacey Lynn.
According to a new survey by the Census Bureau, over 21 million renters spent more than 30% of their income on housing costs last year. That's nearly half of all renters in the U.S. And the numbers were even higher within Black renter households, where over 56% were considered cost-burdened.
Households are considered cost-burdened when they spend more than 30% of their gross income on rent or mortgage payments and other housing costs. The number of abortions in Florida dropped after the state's ban on them after 6 weeks of pregnancy took effect. In May, a just-released Guttmacher Institute study estimates the decline wasn't as sharp in Florida as it was in other states with such bans. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest Marquette poll is trending for Kamala Harris. She leads Donald Trump by 4 points among likely Wisconsin voters. The race was dead even a month ago. Here's poll director Charles Franklin.
These changes are all inside that margin of error. But having said all of that, other things look like Harris is in a little bit better shape this time than last time.
The poll was taken before last night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. Governor Evers had to cancel plans to visit a northern Wisconsin high school Tuesday because of a threat. The superintendent in Hurley became concerned about a social media post and canceled school for the rest of the day. Local law enforcement looked into it and determined the threat was not serious. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers start their road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Manager Pat Murphy said the team earned this win.
Guys competed, and the McGill and Williams at the end were really good, and thought it was a good effort by our pitching staff for sure, and our defense, and then obviously coming out and getting two early runs.
Game two in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a six-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars and a few clouds around here in the overnight hours with south winds of 5 to 10. We'll drop to the mid-50s at sunrise. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 with highs in the middle 80s, lower 80s, and more clouds on Friday. It's 60 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, back to the program. Your calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program. Sean tells me that the October 1st debate, vice presidential debate between Tim Walz and J.D. Vance, assuming he's still using that name, I think this is his third name, right? Is going to be, that October 1st debate is going to be in New York City and sponsored by, did you say CBS? CBS, there you go. Donald Trump, meanwhile, is very unhappy with ABC. I think I told you about most of this. You know, he phoned into Fox and Friends this morning. He's continuing to rant about it online. It's increasingly kind of seeming like, you know, the old guy who's out there yelling at the kids, you know, get off my lawn, you. It's beyond weird and beyond creepy. Speaking of weird and creepy now, you know, Taylor Swift came out and endorsed Donald Trump. And Elon Musk says that he's going to give her a child. I mean, that's what he tweeted this morning, that I'll give you a child. Is he threatening to rape her? Is he offering to provide something for artificial insemination? Is he going to take one of the thousand missing children from Donald Trump's tearing kids from their mother's scheme and buy it and gift it to? I don't know. Speaking of weird, bizarre. Meanwhile, election workers in seven battleground states convened in Atlanta last week to, kind of hold each other's hands and get up to date on the latest technology and all that kind of thing. The press showed up, the CBS Evening News showed up, and they questioned some of them. Gabriel Sterling is the chief operating officer for Georgia's Office of the Secretary of State and a Republican. And he said, I feel like it should be joy, you know, that there's an election coming up. He said, but there's some angst. He said, the biggest thing I worry about is the possibility of violence by people who lose. And he's talking, of course, about Donald Trump's people. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, a Democrat, said, quote, we're daily receiving threats, whether it's through voicemails, emails, social media, or in person. She said she is personally receiving threats and it is escalating. She adds, they are all rooted in lies and misinformation, which is always disappointing and sad, but at the same time, it's real. Republican Bill Gates, no, not that guy. This guy's the member of the Board of Supervisors for Arizona's Maricopa County. He's a Republican. He has openly spoken about the fact that he has had to go see a psychologist for therapy, for psychotherapy, because of the PTSD, the trauma that he's experienced from these Trump followers. He said, this has unfortunately become a way of life, and we've invested as a board in metal detectors, in fencing, and in cameras. I wish we didn't have to do this, but we do. Trump brought us this. You know, this was not America before Trump. Trump brought us this. In Philadelphia, the city commissioner, Seth Bluestein, a Republican, he said the window of time from when the polls close until the networks are able to call the police, call the race, is where that window of misinformation can spread. And that references or reflects or both one of the biggest concerns that these people have is that, you know, they'll get the vote, they'll count the vote, they'll declare the vote, and if Trump loses, suddenly all hell breaks loose, just like when George Bush lost in 2000 down in Florida, and Roger Stone was there with Amy Coney Barrett and John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh, you know, banging on the windows and saying, stop the steal, stop the steal. Right, that happened in 2000, and those three people who are now on the Supreme Court were lawyers for the George W. Bush effort in Florida to overturn the election, and they succeeded. Bush lost that election. He lost it by 500,000 votes nationally, and he lost the Electoral College vote when they did the recount in Florida. It was obvious. He lost the election, and yet five Republicans on the Supreme Court made him president. And this is the fear that many of us have now, is that six Republicans on the Supreme Court, no matter what happens this year, will figure out a way to make Donald Trump president. The simplest way would be to find something wrong with the election someplace and say, you know, screw it, we're going to hand it to Congress. And in that case, under the 12th Amendment, each state gets one vote through their congressional delegation. And 27, I believe, states right now have congressional delegations that are controlled by Republicans. Might be 26, but whatever it is, it's more than 25, which is the 50% threshold, which means that if the election gets thrown to the House of Representatives, Donald Trump becomes president. And you could say, oh, that'll never happen, but it has happened. Most recently, it happened in 1872, in the Tilden, or 1876, excuse me, in the Tilden Hayes race. I believe it happened in the race that made John Quincy Adams president, that Andrew Jackson lost, if I'm remembering my American history from the 1830s correctly. Pretty sure I'm right. But like I sometimes say, you know, double check that. I don't have the data right in front of me, so I can't. I'm just running from memory here. But it has happened before. And if it happens again, it'll be a real tragedy for this country and a real challenge for the survivability of our democracy, particularly if that's the way that it happens. If the Supreme Court, for the second time in 25 years, steals an election for a Republican, if Republicans on the Supreme Court do that. And they certainly have the motive to do it. I mean, Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito are both in their mid-70s. Both of them want to retire from the Supreme Court. They're making no bones about it. And just like Sandra Day O'Connor, I mean, in 2000, Sandra Day O'Connor told some House guests when the election returns were coming in and it looked like Al Gore was winning, she was really upset. And she told her House guests that she did not want to resign. She felt she needed to resign from the Supreme Court because her husband had just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and she wanted to care for him. But she did not want to resign if Al Gore was president, because he would appoint her replacement, and that would change the name. At that point in time, the court was 5-4. That would change the partisan balance of the court. And so she went along with Rehnquist and Clarence Thomas and said, let's steal the election on behalf of George Bush. And there's a very real possibility this happens again. So, my thoughts on the election and what's going on right now, this is by the way, the solution, the thing that would prevent that from happening, the thing that would prevent the Supreme Court from stealing the election again. The only reason that they were able to do it in 2000 was because George W. Bush, you know, after his brother knocked 90,000 African Americans off the voting rolls in Florida just before the election, that got George Bush within, you know, fewer than 600 votes. It was a squeaker of an election. So, you know, the way to do this right is to have a blowout of an election. And that is only going to happen if people take Taylor Swift's advice and register to vote, double check your vote. It's a three-step process. You have to register to vote and make sure that your registration is accurate, you know, that you're actually registered. A lot of people register to vote and then discover on voting day that the registration didn't work. It didn't stick somehow, some way, you know. So number one, register to vote and double check it. Number two, show up and vote. And number three, check and make sure your vote was counted. And do that within 2 days of the election, because if you have to, quote, cure your ballot, if you have to show up in person because some Republican said that your signature doesn't match, or you have been challenged by a vigilante, this is now spread out of Georgia into a half a dozen other states, then your vote just doesn't get counted. So, you know, get on it. All three steps and tell everybody you know. Because we've got to win this thing, and we've got to win it big. This is a big deal. All right, what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It's 15 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with you. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Many people struggle with a lot of these things, though, like making and maintaining friends, making new friends. Mm. These are things that actually, like, I'm very envious of the people that are good at making friends or can just start a conversation with just about anybody.
What people don't understand is that's why James hired me and Melissa, not because, you know, we're talented or anything. He's lonely.
Very.
That's how he gets friends. He hires them to work with him.
My friend's contact list, it is three.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican Sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just
a gut feeling.
Yeah,
inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. You know, I used to have a mail-order business many years ago. I would have loved to have ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for a free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM to sign up for your free 60-day trial. T-H-O-M is the code, ShipStation, S-H-I-P-S-T-A-T-I-O-N, ShipStation.com is the website.
Radio waves bouncing through the sky. Traveling far beyond.
21 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. It's 9/11. It is the anniversary, of course, of that tragic day and the beginning of George W. Bush's campaign for re-election in 2004 by lying us into two unnecessary wars, tragically. And, of course, it's the day after the debate in which we Donald Trump kind of, you know, every now and then his little lizard tongue would come out and we'd go, oh, yeah, look at that forked tongue. Yes, now we understand. So picking up your calls here, Randy in Huntington Beach, California. Hey, Randy, what's up?
Well, good morning to you. I thought I'd like to talk about the debate for a moment or two. And in most normal debates, you have judges who actually judge the debate and they tell you who won or lost. With Trump, it's been a challenge. So a couple of days ago, I called in your show. I think it was it might have been Monday. And I proposed a debate rubric where every time somebody lies or tells a mistruth, you give them a minus one. Every time somebody makes a cogent point, you give them a plus one. If they make the lie again, negative one. If they go through and explain an opponent's plan or quote that the opponent denied, you give them a plus one. So I added up all the pluses and minuses, and it's a 53-point advantage for Kamala Harris. Trump had negative 38, and Harris had plus 15.
So you were able to identify 58 specific lies of Donald. Did you say 58 or 38?
38 specific lies.
Wow.
So it was negative 38, and Harris had plus 15 for the points that she made, which is pretty damn good if you're doing a debate.
Sure.
Now, there were negative points that I assigned to Harris as well. She skipped a few questions, so it really, you know, if you go through and analyze every single point made in the debate, you're going to end up with a ratio that's similar. Mm-hmm. So what we've been able to do with this is quantify what's normally seen as an objective analysis of a debate. Oh, I think he won. I think he lost because of blah, blah, blah. Well, now you can say, look, there were 38 negative statements, 38 lies and misinterpretations that Trump made, and there were 15 positive points that Harris made. So she won the debate, not just by a little, not just by a lot, but this is just a huge landslide.
Yeah, a blowout. Yep. Well, let's hope the election results in November reflect similar statistics, Randy.
Absolutely. And I'm going to go through and post my results, all the positives and negatives. I've got a chart. I'm going to put it on Democratic Underground in the next day or so.
Great.
And I encourage people to take a look at that, make corrections where you think I made an error, because I did this all on, you know, on the fly. I haven't had time to go back and rewatch the debate and analyze each comment to see if I got everything that was negative and everything that was positive.
Yeah.
But it's so far lopsided that even if we give Donald Trump 5 points and take away 5 points from Harris, it's still
a
huge, huge lopsided win.
Yep. And you can also post comments, by the way, at HartmanReport.com or at Tom.tv if you subscribe to those. You know, and we've got a real active community in those places, too. Randy, good luck.
HartmanReport.com. I will do that.
Yeah, check it out. Thank you, Randy. Good talking
to you. Thank you, Tom.
Yep. Bob in San Jose. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Well, I was going to say that earlier this morning or today, I heard another caller cast aspersions at the people who ran audio for that debate. And I'm rising in defense of the people who did the audio.
Okay.
You and I know microphones come in various kinds with patterns. Mm-hmm. And let's use an analogy of lights. The microphones they used were almost like bare light bulbs. They were omnidirectional, and sound coming from almost any direction was picked up pretty much equally well.
Right, and we discovered that at the very beginning when we could hear Kamala Harris talking to Donald Trump, even though they were both 3 feet away from the microphone. When she shook
his
hand.
That was part of it. But another part of it was there wasn't a barrier between them. So the sound that came from one podium was picked up by the microphone at the other.
Yeah.
Now, if you listen carefully, you would hear the one microphone was on. That was mostly as Kamala's microphone was on. And Donald's microphone was off. But his voice was being picked up by her microphone. The person running audio, after about 3 words, would bring his microphone up. And they were, in fact, I think, doing that so they would not be accused of censorship. So he was clearly audible all of the time. They could have had much more directional microphones. They could have had a barrier between the two podiums, in which case you would not have heard him.
Excellent point. Excellent point.
Yeah. So I'm defending the technicians who did that. I think they did an excellent job.
I'm with you. Bob, thank you very much.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Techies of the world unite. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with 0 gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Francine is now a tropical storm in drenching Louisiana. Dan Stevens' thrift store in Houma was damaged, but he says he'll pick up the pieces and move on.
So it's not great to come see something like this and try to figure out how you're going to make it right. But, this is the worst happens to me. I'm good.
Two civilian astronauts will attempt to make a historic spacewalk shortly, says CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
First, they wanted to set a new altitude record for a piloted spacecraft in Earth orbit and carry out the first non-government, privately funded spacewalk.
They'll be trying out new spacesuits. Many Americans are cost-burdened when it comes to housing. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
A household is considered cost-burdened when they spend more than 30% of their income on rent, mortgage payments, and other housing costs. And according to a new Census Bureau survey, nearly half of the over 42 million renters in the U.S. fit in that category.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Work is underway on a project to hook up every home in Superior to the internet. James Kelly has more.
The project seeks to connect about 850 homes in the area to a new fiber network, with plans to expand to every neighborhood in the city. This portion of the project will cost about $7 million of the $40 to $60 million it will take to connect the entire city over 5 to 8 years. The funding was provided by pandemic-era relief money. I'm James Kelly.
A former high school football coach in the Madison area is suing his former employer. Jason Pertzborn resigned last year while school officials investigated an allegation of bullying in the football program. Pertzborn now says he felt pressured to quit. He says school officials lied to him and intimidated him. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A judge in Michigan ordered Sean Diddy Combs to pony up $100 million to a man in Michigan for a sexual assault. The man claims Combs drugged him and molested him at a party. Lee Cardello Smith was a bartender who says the last thing he remembered was Combs handing him a drink before he passed out. Cardello is currently in prison for crimes similar to Combs, as well as kidnapping. That Sean Combs is incorrigible. Okay, ridiculous cuteness alert. Travis Kelce and his girlfriend, also known as Taylor Swift, performed together at the U.S. Open. It all happened while watching tennis from the stands. First, there was the requisite canoodling while matches were being played. Then during a break, the Darks' I Believe in a Thing Called Love came on. The couple seemed to sing the song while serenading each other and dancing. Hopefully, for the sake of those sitting close by, Kelce was just lip-syncing. Aren't they just the cutest? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars and a few clouds around here in the overnight hours with south winds of 5 to 10. We'll drop to the mid-50s at sunrise. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 with highs in the middle 80s, lower 80s, and more clouds on Friday. Currently 62 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, a familiar voice on our Women Win Wisconsin segment powered by Motherhood for Good, our friend and congressional candidate, Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
In a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new Men's Performance Sleep Short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom and use that code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/THOM. Don't forget to tell them I sent you the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall. Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. James in Helena, Montana. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hey, well, thanks for taking my call, Tom. I got to meet you outside of the Heathman Motel.
I remember it well. It was nice meeting
Saturday.
You and your wife.
Yeah, and you and your wife and Ron, I believe it was Ron.
Yep, Ron Hartenbaum, yep.
Yeah. That was so nice.
And you guys drove like 10 hours from Montana to come see the Sexy Liberal Tour. That was really great, James.
Yes, we did. It was a great show.
Yeah, it was.
Really, really cool. But last night's debate, I heard something on Steph's show this morning where I can't remember who wrote in where... they said they took his balls and beat him like a, you know, like a, well, a boxing thing, you know, the speed bag.
Yeah.
And then Taylor Swift came out and knocked him out. So
yeah, I think that's probably a reasonable metaphor. Yeah.
But thank you for taking the time to stop and talk with us. That was very cool of you to do.
Yeah, it was very nice meeting you, James. And you know, thanks for your kind words there and for calling into the show from time to time and listening to us on Sirius XM. We appreciate it. And I hope it was good.
First-time caller.
Okay, well, thank you. Okay. I look forward to future ones. Thanks, James.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, good talking to you. Nice meeting you. Steve in Blacksburg, Virginia. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, it's been a long time since I talked to you, but I watched the debate last night, and I think Kamala missed an opportunity in the very first question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? She should have said yes and no. Said yes, we're not losing 1,000 people a day due to COVID, and no, because COVID caused such a bad disruption in our supply lines that it drove inflation up so high the following several years that everybody got hurt from Donald Trump's bad response to COVID.
Yeah, I think I agree. I was very disappointed in her first answer. I think she was nervous. I think she was probably overprepared. She had a little speech that she wanted to give about how she grew up as a middle-class girl and all this kind of stuff, and she wanted to be sure and get it in. And I don't know why the first word out of her mouth wasn't yes. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Yes, Donald Trump is no longer in the White House.
One other thing I'd like to add is a new comment that you could make for Free Speech TV is friends don't let friends watch Fox News.
There you go. I like it. I've seen a bumper sticker to that effect, and so that's a good one, Steve. That's a good one, Steve. Thanks for the call. It's great to hear from you, Peter in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hey, Peter, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Always nice to chat with you. Two things, real quick. One, a couple days ago, I'm standing at the gas pump, and your voice came to mind, and I'm wondering why were gas prices only, where we are in Pennsylvania here, it was about $3.30-some cents, something like around there. Mm-hmm. And I was expecting, it's September already. We're supposed to get this, price increase from the oil companies to push it towards, the thumb on the scale towards Trump. And then when I heard all the focus from Trump last night during the debate about her, switching positions on fracking, my belief, and I'll get to my second one, but my belief is there was some sort of quiet discussion with the oil company saying, okay, we'll soft pedal the fracking part, but you can't raise the prices and unfairly tilt the economy.
No, we know what happened, Peter. We know what happened. In fact, the Financial Times wrote a great piece about this maybe a month and a half ago. I talked about it on the air at the time. And that is that Joe Biden saw him coming when Russia and Saudi Arabia got together and said, we're going to start raising prices here soon, just in time for the election, just as they had done in 2022. And he had lived through that in 2022 and seen that, where those stickers were on all the gas pumps that said, I did that with Joe Biden's picture and everything. So what he did was he bought, at that point in time, oil was really cheap. And he just filled up the National Petroleum Reserve, all the way to the top. He just packed it and reserved a whole bunch of refinery capacity. And now he's drawing it down. And so it's stabilizing the prices. And it's interesting because other parts of the world do not have stable gasoline prices right now because of those Russian and Saudi efforts. But here in the United States, the gas prices, we're around $4 a gallon here in Portland. You're $3.20, $3.30 in Pennsylvania. They thought they were going to get it up to $5, and Biden saw them coming.
So, Tom, one last important thing I really want to get out as well. I thought, and I haven't heard anybody speak to this, I thought it was so, so important last night for men, for the youth, for non-whites, for the military to see a woman as presidential. I don't like to harp on the optics because I thought that was shallow in the first debate. But to see a woman as presidential, as composed, dignified, strong, smart, compassionate, all these qualities you want in a president, regardless of gender, race, anything else. I think it really helped. Again, I don't like to focus on optics, but I think this is still a country that would overall, with a general broad brush, have hesitancy about a woman. But to see her seem so much more presidential, it could not have been more obvious with the contrast to that deranged lunatic to her right.
Right.
How presidential she looked. And I think for little girls, for, these men who otherwise might want to believe that toxic macho nonsense is what toughness means. I was so happy how she composed and comported herself presidentially that my hope is that others picked up on that. Even if they don't remember any of the specifics or the policies or the answers, if they just walked away from that debate thinking, boy, she seems like a president.
Yeah.
That to me was so critically important.
Well, that was her most important job. That was the main thing she had to do last night was not, rebut his talking points or even make a case for herself policy-wise. She had to establish that a woman could be president, B, she's the woman who could be president. And
yes, and I don't mean that as any slight to Hillary Clinton either. I thought she would have been fantastic as well.
I agree.
But to just keep changing the mentality of people in this country to break the norms and see, hey, you know what? And I saw a photo going around today where it's, you know, Madam President. Now I'm gonna get used to the term Madam President.
Yes.
It's such a nice thing to see. I was so proud of her last night. And yes, I could have nitpicked on answers she could have done better and things like that. But I came away just thinking she seems like the next president, and she seems like a darn good one.
Yeah, I agree. I was very impressed. Peter, thank you. Thank you very much. Lawrence in Berkeley. Hey, Lawrence, what's on your mind today?
Well, hi, Tom. Until I figured out what Kamala was doing, I was very disappointed, and I'll tell you why. She was being a moderate, and me being a leftist, in particular a democratic workers' control socialist, I was extremely unhappy. You know, she was being a moderate not only with the issues, but also with Trump. With the issues, when she was asked about climate, and she went into and talking about how the United Auto Workers were supporting her and how she was creating so many jobs, but she didn't say that among the jobs that she was creating were all of these electric car factories.
Right.
And then when Trump said, you know, next to the eating animals, the most absurd thing he said was that all over the world, the crime rate is coming down because they are taking people out of their jails and out of their insane asylums and sending them to the United States. And I would have said, well, how do you know that? Have you been in those insane asylums? But the thing is that what she was doing is that she was talking to the moderates, because those are the undecided voters, and
that's
those
right.
are the ones.
She had her target audience last night was probably about 6 or 8 million people, maybe only half that,
yeah.
in about 6 or 7 states. And that's it. That's it. They're going to decide the election.
But I hope she recovers from that moderation.
I have little doubt she will, because, you know, we know the positions she's had in the past. She understands the issues, and she's a good and competent legislator and prosecutor, and I think she's going to be a hell of, and vice president. I think she's going to be a hell of a president. Lawrence, thanks for the call in, and, you know, and the sober assessment. I mean, it's really important that we understand the story and then the story behind the story. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'm picking up your calls here on the Tom Hartman program, speaking the truths that the J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know all about. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My dogs, Blue and Chewy, devour this food. I love that it's the healthiest and best food ever for them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. There are times when folks like you and me who have our investment money smartly parked in index funds start to think, maybe I could be doing better. Maybe I should learn more about that company I heard about on TikTok or from my friend. Maybe I should... Well, let me just stop you right there. Statistically, most people, including professional investors, are bad at picking individual stocks. Success doing that just boils down to luck. Even mega-rich investor Warren Buffett said, the best thing to do is to own the S&P 500 index fund. So when I want to try my hand at investing in individual stocks in the stock market rodeo, I limit myself to 5% of my investment money. That way, when the bull bucks, I'll have had my fun, but the savings I've got will be secure too. All right, folks, for more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just,
a gut feeling.
Yeah,
inherently. Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient. With just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code is Tom, T-H-O-M, to get a free month supply and 15% off.
When the streets are bustling around, we gather 'neath the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your it, let's join the fight for our future, for
what's
right.
There you go, tag your it, join the fight. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, 52 minutes past the hour. Mary in Mill Creek, Washington. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Hey, Tom, curious. I'm wondering if there's any chance that the October surprise could be Nikki Haley.
What do you mean?
Well, she keeps, they keep interviewing her, and she keeps saying, I have told the Republican Party that I am here to help support, and I'm standing by if, you know, I'm ready to do whatever they ask me to do.
Right, and they have not yet deployed her.
Well, I'm just wondering if they're going to try to pull some sort of St. Donald stepping down for the party, similar to the fanfare that Biden had, where he can be adored for, you know, stepping back, and then Nikki Haley comes in with a different running mate.
I don't think that's going to happen, Mary, but what I could see...
Well, I mean, I hope not, but I'm wondering.
Yeah, well, I think unless Donald Trump is physically or mentally, you know, seriously incapacitated, or J.D. Vance for that matter, that the ticket is pretty much cast in stone. I mean, they're printing ballots all over the country right now. So, you got this battle going on in North Carolina. But I do think you're onto something. I think that it's entirely possible that in 2-3 weeks, we're going to see them put Nikki Haley on the road. And she will give Kamala Harris a run for her money. She's articulate. She's well-spoken. She's very, very smart, a hell of a lot smarter than Donald Trump. And she is not just popular with Republicans, but she's also popular with swing voters. So she could have an influence on the election.
Well, you know, after the debate last night, we switched back and forth from all of the stations.
That's what we did, too.
We caught that first response from Fox.
Yep, so
and they were pretty much saying, he's got to figure, he needs to step down. He really blew it.
Yeah.
So that's what made me got a bee in my bonnet. And I thought, God, that wouldn't surprise me if they, put a woman against a woman and give, because it's going to be a blowout.
I think it is, too. No, they didn't do that. Yeah, Louise and I, right after the show, right after the debate ended, we immediately went to Fox, and they were complaining about the moderators being in the bag for the Democrats. And as soon as I heard that, I thought, okay, Fox thinks she lost. And then we went to CNN, and then we went to BBC, and then we went to France 24. And then we went to Al Jazeera, and then we went back to MSNBC and, just spent 2 minutes with each one. And there seemed to be a consensus forming. Mary, I want to get one last call in here. Thank you for the call. Ben in Morristown, New Jersey. Hey, Ben, the last minute is yours. What's up? Nope. Ben just hung up the phone. Okay, let's try Vanola in Washington, D.C. Hey, Vanola, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I am fine. What's up?
So three quick questions, main points about the debate.
Mm-hmm.
I think Hillary's advice to Kamala kind of came up when she was talking about Putin and how he would have him for lunch, because I remember Hillary making that same statement.
Oh, interesting.
And then the voters, the undecided voters.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with these people? Don't they have telephones with Google? Can they just Google her and find out who she is?
Yeah.
And then thirdly, the election interference. I know you said we have Trump to thank for that, but we also have Manchin and Sinema to thank for that. Because were it not for them, we would have federal legislation right now.
You're absolutely right. They refused to break the filibuster to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the For the People Act. You're absolutely right, Vanola. Thank you so much for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. Otherwise, it ain't democracy. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should too. I had a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL, Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show at 11:33, he joins us every other Thursday. The Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan, joins us to talk all things sports balls. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by